Welcome back to another episode of Lens Talk. We're your host, Sherman.
And I'm Austin.
And keeping up with our theme of community over competition, we have a very special guest today. It's a very familiar voice.
Yes, today we are joined by Brooke Muhammad, a.k.a. Brooke Nicole Photography, a.k.a. the OG co-host of Lens Talk. Hey. Welcome back
Yay!
To the show, Brooke.
This feels so much fun to be back. Like, I didn't realize how much I missed recording the podcast episodes.
I know, it's been so long.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to since you had to stop recording the show?
So it feels like a lot and a little all at the same time because, you know, I had my daughter last June. So she's 7 months now, and she literally takes up 99% of my life now. So just really getting used to, you know, being a new parent and incorporating, you know, just motherhood and figuring all of that out while working. After I, you know, took some time off from my 9-to-5 job, I did go back working my 9-to-5, but after a couple months, I realized it was just way too hard to balance that and still keep my photography going. So yeah. I was able to really just kind of take a leap of faith and quit my 9-to-5 job. And so now I'm focusing on my photography full time. And even though it's only been about maybe a couple weeks since I've quit my job officially, It feels like the biggest weight has just been lifted. So I'm just so excited now to officially like focus on my photography full time and really see where or how even faster it's going to grow now that I have so much time to focus on it now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations on going full time. I'm sure that was a scary decision to make, especially with having a kid now.
Right. Yeah, no, it was super, super scary. And, you know, thankfully, I'm even in a position where, you know, I'm able to make that decision. And it's just been great ever since, though. I wish I would have done it sooner. But like you said, it's a super scary decision to make, to like leave that stability of your 9-to-5. But mentally and emotionally, like it's so worth it.
Good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we, of course, talked like as you were going through all of that stuff. And even for a minute, I was a little nervous because you even mentioned, like, I wonder if I might have to take like a break from photography just because balancing my business with my job, with my daughter is a lot to, you know, manage. And so I'm glad that you took that leap of faith. I have full confidence in you being able to be successful full time. I know that it's going to work out for you. So I'm just excited.
Yeah, no, thank you. And like you said, I literally did contemplate having to stop my photography because it was just way too much on my plate. I felt like between, you know, being a mom, working my 9-to-5 and the photography, I felt like I was literally working 3 full-time jobs. And I did that for too long. So I'm glad that I came to my senses and did not quit my photography because this is where it's at. And I thanks for the encouraging words because I really do think this is the best route for me.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm glad that you're here to like talk about that because even as for me, as somebody that doesn't have kids, even just balancing a full-time job with photography is a lot and can be overwhelming. We did a whole episode on that before, but I've had times where I've contemplated like, maybe I should just, you know, work my 9-to-5. Like maybe this isn't going to work out. So it's just really encouraging to see and hear about you taking that leap of faith. But one of the things that we've really been loving that you've been doing recently is these branding photos.
Yes.
You really bring a lot of, you just do great branding work. And branding is so important. We've had conversations about this before, and even Sherman and I have talked about it. Like, it's not just your basic headshot. It's like a lot more that goes into creating great imagery for your brand to use in social media and websites. So what parts of like other styles of photography, like how does that compare to branding, and what even attracted you to do branding photography?
Yeah, so I have always loved really just working and supporting small and local businesses. I come from a family of people that have always owned their own business. You know, I have a lot of friends that own their own business. And I think it's really important as a community in general to support our local business owners. So another thing that really attracted me to brand photography is that when you work with these brand owners, they have such a passion for their own business. Mm-hmm. They are, you know, hoping that the shoot goes well too. You know, they are so excited to be promoting their own products and hoping that their vision and their passion comes across. So since I have that with my own business and, you know, since I love photography so much, sorry, there she goes. She's joining the interview.
Yes, we also have Samara. Right. Listener. She's making a guest appearance as well.
But yeah, so it's really nice because it's like two passionate business owners get to work together. And that's really the biggest difference versus a family shoot or, you know, just working with couples. They have passion for, you know, each other. But when you work with another business, we get to understand each other's passion for our individual, you know, work that we do. And we understand the challenges that comes with, you know, owning your own business. And so it's like you're able to relate so much more to these clients. And in turn too, you know, the photography that I, you know, provide back to them, the images that I'm able to give back to them, you know, they get so excited about because this is literally like their vision coming to life, their, you know, project, you know, their baby coming to life. And it's just so cool to be a part of that and to help another like local business be able to grow. It just, you know, feels really good to work with them on that level.
Yeah. Nice.
There's a picture that you have of one of your recent shoots. Mm-hmm. So I just look at it and I can just see like, I can see that's a magazine cover. Like when I first saw the photo, I saw like words, you know, like they do at the top of magazine cover. They're like big bold words and it's like, but it's behind like someone's head. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw one of those photos. So your stuff is like magazine quality. And I'm sure having a business and seeing these magazines and advertisements, finally having to see their item look like that, I'm sure that's incredible for them.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, along those lines, my approach to brand photography isn't just like your basic headshot. Like I think how you mentioned, Austin, like I really want to, you know, be able to help these business owners tell their story and share their vision. And so, you know, being able to provide those, you know, stories behind the images really does help the business owners and makes them feel so good. Like they're able to connect better with their customers and able to attract, you know, the clients that they really want to. So it's a really fun experience to work with them and all the planning that goes into it too.
Yeah. That's awesome. So we know you have a kid at home now. And as a parent myself, I mean, my oldest is three now, but once I became a parent, I felt like my perspective on a lot of things changed, knowing that like my responsibility and everything came to my kids first.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Has being a parent changed your view on photography? Not like just business wise, but creatively, like, do you see things a little differently?
Yeah. So I think one of the biggest things for me is just really being more intentional behind every decision that I make and behind everything that I do, because my time is, you know, very precious and limited in a lot of ways. Even though I'm not working my full-time job anymore, you know, I'm home with my daughter and that takes a lot of work already. So being way more intentional with my time is one of the biggest changes I've noticed, because when it comes to maybe accepting certain sessions like over others, you know, I have to kind of like really figure out what I want to do. It's really helped me want to reevaluate even my overall brand, you know, and to make sure that what I'm doing now is what I want to give like my all attention to, since my time is so limited. So I would say that's one of the biggest things, just being very intentional behind everything that I do. And then even creatively, even creatively, you know, it's definitely given me some ideas of things that I want to offer to some of my clients, like, you know, maybe offer some mommy and me sessions or, mm-hmm. you know, a motherhood package are a couple of things I have in the works right now, just because, again, like how I love working with brands, I also can connect on this level too with mothers. And, you know, a lot of the times mothers end up behind the camera. You know, mm-hmm. we're the ones taking pictures of everyone else with our kids. So, you know, that's one project that I really want to kind of get in the works, is to kind of just help celebrate, you know, moms. Like, it's your turn to get in front of the camera. Yeah. So, I think, you know, those are definitely some things that have changed in as far as my business and creativity ever since she's been born.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so as you heard in like the intro of our episode, and this whole season is mm-hmm. all about community over competition. Mm-hmm. And so we're asking the same question to every guest that we've interviewed. So now we want to ask you, what mm-hmm. does community over competition mean to you? And then as like a two-part, do you have any advice for somebody that is an aspiring photographer?
Yeah. Okay. So what does, you know, community over competition mean to me? I would definitely say, you know, Austin, we've talked about this a lot when it comes to like learning more information about our business, and just, you know, there's so much information out there. And Austin, you always tell me, like, I'm not a gatekeeper. Like, you've said that, you know, a couple times recently. And yeah, I think that's just really important. If we learn something that could help another photographer, it's so important to share that. Because at the end of the day, just because we're all, you know, photographers, you know, we may all have different, life experiences that really transform the way we want to run our business, you know? So being able to share something with another photographer doesn't mean, oh, now they're going to steal all my clients just because, you know, I told them what I did this last time around. Like, that's not how it works, you know?
Right.
And also, there's so many people out there, you know, even if there's hundreds of photographers, you know, they can't reach everybody. And exactly. We all have our own families and close circle of friends to, you know, always work with. So I just think it's important to remember that, you know, hang on. Oh, I thought she was, sorry, I thought she was putting something in her mouth. So I think it's just important to remember that even though we're all trying to be photographers, like, we still have so many different ways to go about it to still all have, you know, profitable businesses. And as far as advice I would offer to somebody, I would say, you know, take the business side of photography just as serious as the passionate side, especially if you're wanting it to be like a full-time business, or, you know, you want to make a living off of it. Because, you know, as photographers and owning our own business, we literally have to do everything from the creative side to the managing finances and marketing side, like everything. So it can get a little overwhelming. So just reaching out and finding those resources, really investing in someone that can help you understand the business side of it if you're not familiar with it, you know, will really help you in turn be more profitable, really, than just trying to figure it out all on your own.
So going back to talking about like community over competition, I love what you said about that. And we shared a quote on our Instagram page for Lens Talk a couple weeks ago that was from Yvonne Orji, who's an actress in the show Insecure, if you're familiar. But what she said was, I was listening to this interview that she did, and she said, don't allow yourself to disqualify what you bring to the table just because someone else sat down before you. And I thought that was like a great quote in the world of like community over competition and in any really business category or whatever you want to call it. But even in the photography world, people talk about, is the photography community like oversaturated? And if you're truly passionate about being a photographer, just because there's other photographers out there, there's other photographers in the, even in the same city as you, nobody can bring what you bring to the table. We all have our unique things and our approaches to our business and creativity, and there's room really for everybody to be able to attract their ideal client and get business and work and kind of the analogy that she mentioned was like, if you're looking at the water aisle in the grocery store, there's normally a whole entire aisle of water, and there's right. brands on top of brands on top of brands of spring water and filtered water and sparkling yeah. water and coconut water. I mean, and they just keep coming out with new stuff, new water, and
new people water, are buying right? it.
So it's like, why can't, you know, you start a photography business? You absolutely can. And, you know, you can at least look to Lens Talk and us, Brooke, I'm sure, as resources like to come to if you need advice. Mm-hmm. We, like you said, we are not gatekeepers.
Right.
I call Brooke and Sherman, I call both of you guys all the time when I learn something yep. exciting from a YouTube video or just looking up stuff on the internet or,
yeah,
you know, taking a webinar. I call you guys all the time and tell you guys what I learned because I'm not right. afraid to share anything.
Yeah. And along those same lines, too, as like almost another piece of advice, even would be for new photographers not to get so caught up in the different trends that there are, because yes. you may really have a genuine passion for photography. And it's like, OK, how do I get started? How do I, what do I want to do? What do I want to offer? And you may see what everyone else is doing. But at the end of the day, like when you approach it in the way that most feels right to you and what you truly want to offer, that is what's going to help you in the long term to attract those clients. So, you know, if you just try to do all the latest trends, you're not going to know how to have a long-term successful business, because you're not going to, at the end of the day, have something once that trend phases out.
Right.
So that's definitely like another little small piece of advice I would recommend.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely need to explore when it comes mm-hmm. to that, because if you don't explore, you never know what you would like. Like, I remember when I didn't think that I would want to do portraits, so I never did, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I did some for my sister, but that's because I was comfortable with her.
Right.
But I thought I wanted to do, like, architecture and animals and stuff, so that's all I did. Mm-hmm. But after actually doing some portraits for people and seeing how that made people feel, made me realize I, even though it's not my favorite type of photography, I love doing it for that reason, capturing these emotions and things like that.
Right. Yep. And yeah, you really won't know until you try a few different, you know, types of photography. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, try just shoot everything and then see what, you know, makes your heart happy after you leave that session. Right. And that's what you need to go with.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That was great. I mean, it feels amazing to have you back, even just for one episode.
Yeah,
right, on the show.
this was so much fun.
Yeah, thank you, Brooke, so much for coming and doing this. We really appreciate it.
As a
long time listener myself, it's awesome that you're going to be in one of these episodes. So, Brooke, where can we find?
Of course, now she wants to get fussy at the end.
Brooke, where can we find your social media?
Yeah, so my Instagram is @_BrookeNicoleFotos_. And then my website is www.BrookeNicoleFotos.com.
Which is clean, yes. by the way. I like your website a lot.
Thank you.
Yes, check out her website, you guys, and stay tuned for all of the stuff that she has in store. Every week on #LensTalkTuesday for the rest of season 3, Sherman and I will interview a guest who's doing big things right here in our community. So stay tuned for next week's guest, and thank you for listening.